Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, where don't get your money stolen from the bank, don't get your retirement stolen from the bank, and you can invest wisely in gold that's going to explode. You'll hear some of that here on the show today, and also silver that's being artificially repressed by JP Morgan, and it's the darling mineral of the high tech industry. You're not going to be able to repress it much longer, folks. This is a golden opportunity. This is indeed what President Trump calls the golden age. Get involved. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. I'll send you a free information package. Just put in your email and our guest. And we're guesting on her show, too. We're doing a joint here, mutual broadcast. The lovely, intelligent, and widely distributed Sarah Westall. Her show is number one internationally in business. And she's just kicking butt and taking names. And she's on Rumble, and she is rumbling through the crowd while yours truly is trailing behind, trying to play catch up on Sarah. Sarah, I'm so happy for you, though. You're having such good success, and I know really bright days are ahead for you. So, even brighter days. So,
Well, after all the dark suppression, it's like
know.
it's starting to come. So that's really nice. It's that some of the suppression is lifting. So that's really
Well,
welcome.
my late brother-in-law was Air Force pilot, bombardier, and he used to say, "You know, you're over the target when you're taking flak, and you've taken a lot of flak." I have too. I have
Yes.
too. Yeah.
Yes.
YouTube notified me 8 days ago. I've been reinstated. Da, 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 da. I'm still waiting, YouTube. I'm still waiting. You sent me the email. Now put me back on. Anyway, that being what it is, we're going to talk to you today about Epstein. Sarah's got an interesting theory. She's going to run by us, and I'll no doubt comment on it. And then we're also going to look at Lemuria Gold. What's going on with Donald Trump? Who are the real aliens? Oh my goodness, we're going to be all over the map. Anyway, Sarah, so glad we could do this together. So, Jeffrey Epstein, let me just set the stage. I love Representative Luna. I love her. Love her. She's so intelligent, so brave. She's so for the people, and she's calling out Pam Bondage. I mean, Pam Bondi on the Epstein deal. And she's basically saying, "Hey, you're covering things up, girl. Get on the stick and get the real stuff out." And she's in a key position. She's in charge of the dissemination of the House oversight documents. So she can cause Pam Bondi, a big problem. Anyway, what do you got on
Well, Pam Bondi was the what attorney general o over in Florida when all this stuff went down. So Pam Bondi knows more than what people realize. But I'll tell you what my prediction is, okay, and what I think's happening based on what I'm hearing on the media over the last 2 days. You know, they use the mainstream media to bring this out. And so I'm thinking what's happening is that they're going to do a combination of exposing people like Bill Gates. I think they're going to use the Epstein situation to take Bill Gates down. That's my prediction because they don't want to use, I think they don't want to use the COVID thing or the COVID thing's not going to work like they want it to, even though they might disclose what's happening with the COVID thing. I sure hope they do. But I think they're going to use the Epstein thing to take people like Bill Gates down because it's kind of like Al Capone being taken down by tax evasion. I think that's what they're doing.
I think you're right, and I'll tell you
Yeah.
why. Bill Gates has one degree of separation because of Fauci. Fauci's the frontliner. Bill Gates is kind of the man behind the scenes, you know, the puppeteer without direct evidence. I think you're right on the money with that.
Yeah, and I think that the Pam Bondis are going to, it's going to be a limited hangout. They're going to take down people they don't care about if you don't have power or influence, and the Bill Gates type. And I think this is a total operation to take those people down and their enemies with inside the cabal. And then the people who are their friends will probably be covered up. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
You know, you're leading us right into something you've been talking to me about for a few days now. And I first noticed this in 2009, actually 2008 in the campaign, what we're calling the two cabals. One I refer to as the old New World Order, and the other is kind of the new World Order, not quite as evil as the old New World Order. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I think there's two factions of the cabal, and one is the Satanist animals, just horrible that we're all revulsing over. You
Yes.
know, the human trafficking, the satanic occult stuff. And then the new one, which is they revulse over that too. They don't like it. But And so they think they're better. They think, and they do resonate better because they're revulsed over that. But from the perspective of people who are not in the cabal, they're still, they probably won't like them either because they're going to be more technocrats. They're going to be more business narcissistic, but they like innovation because they like business. They like freedom because they like the innovation that that drives, but they're ruthless. Right? They're ruthless business type narcissists, but they're better than the satanic animals. That's what I think's happening.
I mean, they're better character.
Yeah, they're not as evil. They're revulsed over that as much as we are. They don't like it.
Yeah, I can see why Biden did his September 1st, 2022 condemnation of MAGA, because when you're showering with your daughter, and that's unmistakable, with
Yep.
the release of the files, when you're doing that kind of perversion and other things that go with that. Clearly, you're as satanic and you're as evil as the child sex traffickers and so forth. And I don't care if Biden was cognitively diminished or not, that's his character.
It's not acceptable in a civilized society, and these people are realizing it, and there's a pushback. There's two factions. This is my sources told me about this, just like you in 2009. I heard about this years before COVID, 2016 maybe, where I started getting this information that in people who were in the intelligence, who were worked with MK Ultra victims and people inside telling me that there's been a plan for decades to do this, and they're implementing now, and they're taking down the satanic animals. These guys, this other side of the cabal, and like you said, it's the new side, but it's also probably the younger generations too that have just kind of went in different directions.
No, I think you're right on the money with that. I saw it in the campaign in 2008. As I was telling you in our pre-air discussion today, John McCain aligned with organizations out of Central America and companies like CITGO with Chinese ties, and they were the forerunners to the BRICS. And the BRICS are the ones who are in opposition to the old money, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati, and Biden, who was in bed with the old New World Order. And this is where I actually began to categorize the two. And my broadcast partner on the Intel Report, Doug Thornton, has picked up on this in the last couple of years as well too. So I think it's obvious to a lot of us, and we come to that information different ways, but we're kind of aligned with Trump, with the better of the group. But I don't think Trump seeks to, let me put it this way, and I want to get your opinion on this. I don't think that Trump has exhibited behavior that causes him to sink to the lowest level of morality of the better of the two. What do you think?
I think that taking out these real bad guys makes him already a good guy in my mind. And I'm not, once that's cleared out, it's so imperative that they're taken down that you have to support these activities, right? And
Agree.
they're doing it with military precision. This USAID, this takedown, it's like a bankruptcy, but they're going in with military. They're just slashing, burning, right? It is shock and awe, and they're taking these people down. It is kind of something to behold, really. And the people who are against it, they might not like the technocracy stuff. There's some, Musk is quite, I'm not going to defend Musk and all these things, but I will defend these actions. And that's why I think it's important that people understand computing, like, because big tech, and I keep saying this, big tech, the boat has sailed, the ship is out of the harbor, and big tech runs the world now, okay? So when Saudi Aramco is now number six, a big oil company, and everything else on the market cap, the largest market cap companies in the world are all big tech, that ship has sailed, right? And so what is Trump going to do? And people are upset because they're saying he's all aligned with the tech bros. I mean, it's kind of like you got to get aligned with somebody in the tech world too, because they run the world now. So is he aligned with the right tech bros? I don't know if that he is or not, but what that tells me is there isn't enough people that understand technology. We have one person with a computer science degree, three, I think, with electrical engineering. Those two degrees are what dominates big tech. Okay? That's all of Congress, Senate and the House. And then you have almost no one in the media that understand it. They talk about it abstractly, but they don't get it. And the reason this bothers me so much is because in order to protect our freedoms in this next stage that's coming, we can't talk about this in an abstract way anymore. We can't say CBDCs are bad. We have to say, yeah, tracking, tracing, and acting on that is bad. What Bill Binney and Snowden came out with years ago, saying that these guys are tracking and tracing everything we're doing, that's what we should be fighting. And we need to understand from a technical standpoint when we see that in legislation, when we see that in actions, because they sure the heck aren't going to call it something that we all recognize if they really want to implement it. It's like we have to be smarter, and that means we need people who understand this. Trump, what he's doing aligning with the tech guys tells me that he gets it. The whole world has moved in this direction. It's why he got elected. He got elected because of online. He got elected because they understood how to use the online tech part. He knows it, all the future of money, the way we're going to manage money is going to be digital of some sort, period. And it already is. And so you can't just say this is all bad and ignore it. You have to say it's like with any new technology, you have to say, okay, this can be used in a bad way. This can be scary. This can completely dominate us. So we need the engineers that understand this to go in and help us create solutions. It's kind of like the transhumanist thing. It's like we can't just say, oh, it's all bad, it's all bad, and then not have these engineers come and help us create solutions to protect
They got
ourselves
to
from it.
create blocks to too much sentience on the part of robots where they can outpace us and therefore eliminate us.
You have to use that technology against it
I
and get
have an
ahead of it.
observation about Musk, and let me say this. I am 90% in favor of Elon Musk, and you're going to find out what the 10% is here in a second. He is wonderfully equipped to cut down fraud, waste, and abuse in government, and he's doing a heck of a job. We couldn't have had anybody better doing that with his qualifications and background and his intelligence. Now, he's doing something in Texas I want to bring out. I don't like it one bit. He's creating company towns for his factories. He's building these tiny homes, and Texas has really liberal, no restriction on development of land. So he comes in and he buys up land and he puts these tiny homes on it. They're to be the workers. Then he's putting the businesses in. It's the old company town of the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s, that was exploitive. They control your groceries. They control your government. They control your police force. They control your house. And you can only sell your house back to the company. You can't sell it to an outside person. And they're not $10,000 homes. That's BS. 10,000 is the down payment. This is what's being falsely reported. The real homes average about 60,000. But here's what he's doing that's real smart. He's also making money. And this is nothing wrong with this part. I don't like the company town. It's exploitive to the workers. But he's buying up land out to about 3 to 5 miles. And the research shows that when you build a community like this, the real estate values in 5 years go up about fourfold. So he's
Oh,
going to make a
so
boatload of money off the, and then you'll have like a $200,000 house be worth about $800,000.
But this is where I get at my point where the new faction are ruthless business, narcissistic kind of behavior. And that's what we're going to see. And that's why it's important that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We go, okay, that's why we need people who are informed and educated. This action is really great. This one, not so much. We won't support it.
Yeah, I know. And Trump is building a North American Union. Greenland, Canada is a 51st state, getting control of Panama. But the thing is if America controls that North American Union, that's fine. But if you make these other countries co-equal partners, I want nothing to do with that. Because if you go to match even a failing dollar with the currency in these other countries, you and I are going to lose buying power. And that was my objection to the North American Union when they tried to bring it in under George Bush. And Trump looks like he could be doing that. But my guess is he's going to do it with American control. And if he does that, I'm fine with it. We deserve to have the Panama Canal back because they've broken every agreement they made with us on it. They forfeited on the deal. I like Greenland because we need minerals to offset the failing dollar. I like the Ukraine minerals deal because we've sent so much money to them in the form of weaponry and stolen money. Bribes. I mean, they've done everything. You know what Tucker Carlson said? He was in a Swiss Alps town. He said, you could spend $1 million a day here. And he said, the only people he ran into were from Ukraine spending American money.
Yeah, that is, yeah, because they're laundering the money through and then
So
they're living like
they can give
kings,
us their damn
right?
minerals. You can
Well,
give
that,
them.
yeah. Well, and I just want to make, because of this ruthlessness of this next group, we also have to try to raise our, I don't even know if that's the right terminology, raise your vibration, be better
No,
Christians.
no, 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 no,
Just,
you're right. Listen,
you know,
brain thoughts have frequencies. And listen, I speak from, this is
that's right.
my deal. I'm a psychologist. I have done research on this. There's quantifiable research to show that hate has one frequency,
That's
love
right.
has another. Okay. We are beings of frequency. And they
That's
talk
right.
about getting into a higher frequency. That's not mumbo jumbo, new age nonsense. This is scientific fact, and you're right. We need to aspire to be better and operate out of I think, a position of love and helpfulness to each other. But love also means standing up for the right thing and taking a stand against evil.
Well, and it doesn't mean send all our money so they can launder it and use it to live high off the hog
Exactly.
and abandon our weapons in Afghanistan so that the whole dark, you know, deep dark agendas get have weapons to do whatever the heck they want. That's not living a good life. I mean, that's not
No.
living and being a good Christian. That's not living in higher frequency. And that's the kind of behavior. That's why I am adamant that we have to support this effort. The USAID, there were some good parts to it. The fronts were good.
The
And
front. The front.
those things should be supported. And they're going to use the takedown of the fronts. That's why we have to be careful. They have to be careful. They're going to use the takedown of the fronts to fight the takedown of the crime in the back end.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're doing all over the propaganda media. And the people who are naive believe that these fronts are the whole thing. It's kind of like the fronts to the human trafficking. You know, they take down human traffickers that are competition. And so they look great, but they're actually a front to protect the human trafficker.
It's like the deal that the DEA under Obama made with Guzman's son. And he went on trial in Chicago and he presented evidence that showed that Eric Holder made a deal with him in the Sinaloas that they would only interdict 20% of drugs crossing the border and the other 80% had to go scot-free. And his argument was he got caught laundering the 80% and so he should be let go. And by the way, he got off. This was 2010. I wouldn't known about the trial, but I was working with a DEA agent at the time in 2014 and he sent me all the transcripts of the trial. Fantastic stuff. Now, by the way, Guzman's son's in prison in Colorado now. So they're holding him. But he did get to go free because of that. And you're absolutely right. They look like they're taking down the big fish, but it's a small fish, so the big fish can survive and the criminality goes unabated. I totally agree.
Well, and that's what we're going to see with this Epstein list a little bit, but it's not, they're using this to completely take down their competition of the other faction of the cabal, which I am 100% for. We have to support that. Even if you don't like the other side of the cabal, what they're taking down is so bad that we have to support it.
You know, my frustration with Donald Trump right now, and it's small compared to the great stuff he's doing, is there hasn't been perp walks. Now, maybe I'm being impatient and it's too early for the perp walks. I understand that could be he's building a lower level case to get to the higher fish. I get
Well,
that.
that's what I'm hoping this Epstein list is. I'm ho
Exactly. And but I
Yes.
want we the American people need to see someone in handcuffs and a pink jumpsuit,
Yes,
okay,
we
being
do.
taken into the courtroom, and it has to be someone of prominence. By the way, you mentioned USAID. A story broke today. DOGE has discovered that a company that Jamie Raskin was on the board of directors for, and they did nothing for the money, they got $160 million, and Jamie Raskin is now implicated.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is just beautiful that's coming out. It's like they're going after it with military precision.
Oh, it's incredible.
And the people who are against this, I think they see the other side of the cabal and they don't like that, okay? But they're being very short-sighted because what's being taken down is so much worse. And they're part of me believes this side of the cabal is funding them. They're
Oh, there's no
funding.
question.
That's what I mean. In the independent media, who is so against it.
Well, the independent media is bought and paid for people like George Soros, and we know who he plays for. He's a Rothschild Bank of London kind of guy. Speaking of Bank of London, the United States banks, to shift gears for a second here,
This is important.
they are grabbing gold like there's no tomorrow. But this is going to shock you, Sarah. I just learned this in the last 2 days. It's not just the banks doing this, and I understand they're preparing for all this gold that's going to hit the market and change the world currency, but Wall Street is now hoarding gold.
Well, because they realize that the most savvy investors over the last few years have been hoarding gold for a while. This has been going on. Now it's way ramping up. And these people who have any kind of resources are like, holy crap, we got to get out before the boat sinks.
I know. When we conclude our interview today, I'm calling Noble Gold and I'm doing another deal with it with money. I just closed another deal and I'm not putting it in the bank because a lot of people think as many as 1,000 banks could fail by the end of the summer because
Well,
the dollar is in big
yep.
trouble.
Well, that's what Weiss Research Group said, is that they're imminently, there's about 1,600 that are going to fail
Oh,
imminently, meaning
1,600,
they're,
really? Wow.
And I don't remember, that's the top of my head, so I don't know exactly, but I know it's in that ballpark. And
Yeah.
then there's another couple, 1,500 or so, that are on the edge.
Yeah, it's gone.
And yeah, so it's bad. And so I'm going to be contacting Miles Franklin. We
Well,
both sell different. They're both
listen.
great gold companies,
Yeah,
but
I agree. But listen to this. Warren Buffett is now going to take out $324 million of cash. He's not leaving it in the bank.
well, that's the situation that we're in,
I
right? I
saw
mean,
that
it's
last
that
night.
serious. Now, what do you think? Because I've been, you know, that I behind the scenes, I've been working with doing a lot of journalistic work on the gold and crypto, and I can't actually come forward on some of this stuff yet because it's the timing. First of all, I have no power. It's dangerous for me, and I can't come forward unless things start to develop, right? And both on the in the crypto world and in this gold world. But from what I can talk about, there are bodies of or stashes of gold that's very old that could pretty much bring us all out of debt. I mean, we truly could go into a new golden. And you have some insight into this and who this all belongs to. Can you talk about that a little
I
bit?
think the UFO disclosure that Congress is engaged in has a real dual purpose. And if you notice, except for Commander Farver, except for him, I think it's Fravor, excuse me, every other witness before Congress over the last year and a half is deep intel. You can't believe deep intel farther than you can throw them. They're all pointing to alien, extraterrestrial, as they call non-biological entities with technology way beyond us. That sums up what they're saying. They are full of crap. I concur with your notice about the gold. And in fact, I'll tell you what I've been told. Okay. Philippines is one location, but I've heard there's two others, and the person would not tell me that I was talking to because it said it would put their life into jeopardy if they came out with it. But he said it'll become apparent. And Trump's phrase of the golden age, a new golden age for America, is intentional. And he's going to use Fort Knox, I believe, as a psyop. I think there's going to be problems with gold there. And he's going to blame past administrations to take anger away from him about what's coming in the economy. The dollar's collapsing. And people like Jim Rickards and all these great economists are saying this could happen any day.
That's right.
People are pointing, they pointed to February, end of February, they're pointing to March, they're pointing to April, but they're all saying the same thing. And Trump is going to use Fort Knox as the excuse for past administrations that caused the dollar to fail. But we got the answer. We're going to go basket of currencies to back up gold. It's going to be gold, it's going to be crypto, it's going to be silver, and maybe some other things like lithium. And this is where we are headed. And this will make America a dominant power. If the gold comes to us that's being held by ancient entities. And this is what I've covered on my show. And some people might say, Dave, you need to lay down until you feel better for saying what you're going to say.
It sounds so
Okay.
crazy, but I've heard some things too, so go
I'm going to
ahead.
tell you, I'm going to give a little history lesson here real quick. In 1947, Truman allegedly met with alien entities that reached an agreement with him, abductions for a transfer of technology, and Roswell was a cover for doing some of that. Okay. He had a meeting with entities, but I'll define that in a minute. And on February 20th, 1954, Eisenhower disappeared for 16 hours, and the AP reported him as dead and had to retract it. and he had a secret meeting at Vandenberg Air Force Base with alleged alien entities. I do not, and by the way, these entities, and this is what's come out in the MJ-12 documents that have been released, they tried to get Khrushchev. First, it was Stalin, then Khrushchev, and Truman and Eisenhower to give up nuclear weapons. And if we go back in the folklore of history, that's well documented across many continents, the ancient continent of Atlantis and Lemuria, the other continent, mostly Pacific Islands, Bahamas, Atlantic for Atlantis. Atlantis was a good society like America, became evil like America, and they wanted Lemuria's gold because they saw that's where the real power was. And when Lemuria wouldn't play ball and be subservient, they had nuclear exchanges. It basically destroyed the planet with massive flooding because the tectonic plate shifted, and there were survivors. In fact, the people in the Bahamas actually refer to themselves as the descendants of Atlantis. It's really interesting. And Beanami Road and the underwater city off the coast of Cuba, that's all kind of proof of that. On the other side, you got Yanaguni and the pyramids beneath the ocean near Okinawa. That would be the Lemurians. And the Lemurians survived, according to legend, and Plato talks about this, more intact. And they have all this massive gold. But they have a real hatred towards the use of nuclear weapons. And think about this for a second. UFOs going over Russia in 1987, and they activated the missiles aimed at America and turned on the launch codes. And then they turned them off, and the Russian Air Force couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't override it. They couldn't stop it. And they were showing we have control. I don't believe it was aliens. I believe it was Lemurians with their advanced technology. And I believe that Truman and Eisenhower met with Lemurians. They control the gold. And right now, they're trying to wean us off this warlike, going into a new age, no nuclear weapons, more peace oriented. And they're going to choose the faction to dump this gold on that will help them dominate and rule the world. I believe Trump knows it. And I don't think his statement of a new golden age is an accident. I think it's an exact replication of what's going on behind the scenes. And I have to leave out a lot of detail because we're limited by time. I did a three-part series on Rumble and on my website about this. And I go into great detail. And I will tell you, I'll just leave this as one example. The Black Triangle in Alaska, thousands of people disappear. Not ships, but planes have disappeared in great numbers. And people that go there to look for this underground pyramid have all met disappearances and no one know where they went. And these are well documented. And what we know now from the leakers is that there are aliens working in the pyramid with humans and there's technology transfer going on, but it ain't aliens. I believe it's Lemurians.
Wow. And okay, so do you believe that there's still Atlanteans alive as well?
And
And
they're
now
They're very evil. And if you want to connect them to something, try the Rothschilds.
interesting. So it's almost like there's two factions. We're repeating history now
There
with
we
these
go.
two
You
factions.
want to go even
And
deeper? This is the old Genesis 6 fallen angels would be on the Atlantean side. And they became very, very evil. And I believe it was their women that intermarried with the fallen angels and then created that separate race. And I think that their descendants, with their DNA, survived. Genesis 6, verse 4 talks about this, survived the flood. And I believe that's the evil force dominating the planet. So I think it's evil deep state. And then I believe it's Atlantean descendants, which are really fallen angel descendants by the intermarriage of the fallen angels and earth women. Lemurians remain more of the pure race and not affected by it. And they were the better of the two. But both of them lost the war. We have proof of the nuclear war. And I've told you this yesterday when we talked about this. In India and in the Gobi Desert, sand has turned to glass in some areas. That's what you get with a nuclear explosion. And
Yeah.
the Hopis have this in their legend. The Indian Aravaic has this in their legends. The ancient Chinese have this in their legends. I mean, it's all around the world. In fact, I got to meet with some Hopi elders because one of my former students was a grandson of one of the Hopi elders, and he really bonded with me. And I heard the same legend from the Hopis. This is
So,
all very consistent.
do you think that they're still alive? Or not
Oh,
alive. You know they're still alive, but do you think the ancient ones have longevity technology that's allowing them to live longer, or is it all their descendants?
Yeah, I think it's Descendants.
Okay, and the descendants, they just learn things different than the rest of us. Like we go
Yeah.
to regular public school, they learn about their past, they learn about their technology. It's like a whole secret technology or a whole secret civilization.
Yes, yeah. Well, you've talked about this, that when people go and try to find the gold stash in the Philippines, they meet with very untimely and very bizarre and high-tech opposition.
Well, I've heard there's been thousands of mercenary types that have died trying to do
Yes.
it
And
for
this is
China, for the cabal, for the UN, that's what I've been told.
in the area called Denali, which was off the map for years. It was called not yet explored in the middle of Alaska, not likely. And now it's on the map, Denali Mountain. This is where this underground pyramid is. And there's been leakers now coming out with this. Some of them are deep state intel, so I don't pay attention to them. But some of them, people that actually work there. One guy actually remote viewed it, and his name escapes me, but he worked with Ed Dames, who I knew, and they were working Project Stargate together. His first name was Pat, and he actually remote viewed. He said that our people were actually working for the aliens. Now, he called them aliens. I think they were Lemurians from this Earth. That's not extraterrestrial. And Pat was killed mysteriously. He was poisoned in a restaurant 4 months after he revealed this on remote viewing.
Well, how do they live? Do they live among us or do they look like us? Do
No,
they?
one big group is in Mount Shasta, and I used to think this was folklore and legend, and I didn't believe it. But as I talked to the Hopis, and this is going back 30 years, when I talked to some of the Hopi elders, they told me about Mount Shasta, and they said the local Native Americans there have a rule: you don't go above the tree line because you're going to meet creatures that aren't good for you. They say UFOs that fly into Mount Shasta, not in a portal. They go into Mount Shasta, so they're very advanced in their technology. And disappearances are frequent there as people stumble onto what the Lemurians don't want out. In fact, one guy, J.C. Brown, back in 1891, he found he was exploring Mount Shasta for gold for his gold company. And he found what he believed was an underground city plated in gold. I mean,
Wow.
and he wrote this in 1891. Now, here's what's interesting. He kind of freaked out and thought he'd be labeled as a nut. So he moved the rubble back and covered the cave that he had stumbled into where he thought he'd found this ancient underground city. And then he read a book by someone about Lemuria. And he goes, I think this is it. So he started lecturing and he organized an expedition in the early 1900s to go there and unearth it. He disappeared the night before the expedition was to go. And this made all the newspapers in Northern California, like the Stockton newspaper. They said, researcher and explorer to find the lost continent survivors of Lemuria has gone missing and we can't find him. So, pretty interesting stuff. But I think there's a lot more to our history that we
Oh, for
don't know.
sure. Well, do you think that we are starting to get to the point where they were back then, and it's why everything is coming to a head?
Well, okay, if your planet was destroyed by nuclear weapons in Lemuria Atlantis, I'm convinced from all the legends among all the different ancient cultures, this is what happened. I believe the story that they told Russian and American leaders, you had to get rid of nuclear weapons. And I think they're ongoing in that endeavor, and they're not bestowing the gold to try to build a new age on the earth where it's peaceful and plentiful, and no one's in poverty. I think that they're withholding that until these nuclear weapons go away. But
Huh,
also, too, they
interesting.
know they're in opposition against the evil ones. If I were to make a guess as to what their plan is not to wage war against the old New World Order of the Rothschilds, fallen angels, and so forth. I think they're basically going to try to bankrupt them and make them secondary. And the only kind of war they could ever wage would be terrorism, which is not going to change
Well, but
politics.
that works anyways, right? I mean, getting rid of their funding
Yes, exactly.
is
That's
how it works, because you're not going to be able to criminalize everybody. Get rid of their funding, take down the big ones, because we as humans need that, just for our own mental
Well,
health.
Trump
And
is going to
then
build a dome. Okay, here's part of what I'm saying. Trump wants to build a dome against what? Nuclear weapons. And if the dome is effective, the nuclear weapons aren't the weapon of choice any longer. They're going to fade into oblivion. And I see that as a connection to this story. And Trump is about making peace, correct? I mean, he wants to end the
That's what it
war in
sounds
Ukraine,
like.
not start, you know, doesn't want to start wars anywhere else. He was very good about that in his first term as well. He's carrying out the peaceful mission, I believe, of the Lemurians to gain favor, so the gold is bestowed upon America.
Well, I think that here's my twist to that. I think that they can't bestow the gold on us until we grow as a people, that
Perfect.
you have to get rid of the bad cabal who are just going to use and abuse it, and we have to grow to be able to handle it, because otherwise it's a waste of a
Look
resource.
at what Doge is taking down. This is very revealing about character. They're taking down funding for transgender operas and all the other things that 10 years ago we would have said people who are engaged in this. Look, my training as a psychologist. Okay, we learned about transgenderism, and I don't stand in judgment of these people. These people mostly are mentally ill and they're in
They're
need of our help.
suffering.
They're in need of our help. They're human beings crying out for help, and they're trying to manifest their pain through transgenderism. And this is how I was trained as a therapist, and this was the intervention. And now the evil has tried to normalize it. And what's MAGA doing? They're trying to criminalize the funding of these organizations. They're making a moral statement. And I think this war now, from the Lemurians' point of view, is about establishing proper morality. So when you say that we need to reach a new age of maturity, I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, because otherwise it's a waste of, I mean, it's not going to work is the bottom line. If we
Right.
don't grow up and behave differently, the solutions don't work. But this is a really fascinating discussion. When do you think that we will see the alien disclosure, or have we already, here we go. Have we already started seeing the alien disclosure? Is it just pure diversion? And will we see real
I
disclosure?
see why people like you as an interviewer. Your questions are so good.
Oh,
And I mean that sincerely. If I were to write a war game for the Naval War College to play this out and go through the scenarios, this is what I would install in this. I would look at what I believe groups like the Lemurians are doing and the morality movement that's beginning to creep up in our country. Okay, that's the good. And the disclosure will be we're getting help from others, probably non-specific reference. But the disclosure movement with UFOs and ETs, I don't believe that. Back in 1985, my dad told me about Project Blue Beam. It's been around for a long time. Fake alien invasion to unify the planet under the evil ones, and you have one world government, and then it's hell on earth from there on out, and you go into the tribulation as described in the Bible. That 7-year period of 3.5 years of peace and 3.5 years of literal hell. And I think the bad guys, I'd write this into my war scenario for the Naval War College, the Rothschilds, the fallen angel types, the evil deep state, they're going to perpetrate Project Bluebeam and try to expose the others as alien race that poses a big threat to counter what's going on the other side. And we're all talking about the same thing. But it's going to be what the public is going to be told. And remember, one of the advantages that the evil ones have is they control the media, and people are still stupid enough to watch CNN and MSNBC.
Well, and that's what the USAID and some of this stuff is about, taking down, dismantling the funding of their propaganda networks and bringing in different media into the White House press room and starting to elevate people like us who have better numbers than the legacy media so that it changes. And so real journalism, now we're really infiltrated too. That's really clear now, right? We all know that.
Well, that came out of
But
USAID. Did you see that, where USAID funded infiltrators in the alternative media?
yep.
Yeah, and we know who they are. We just don't get into a pissing match with this, but we know who a lot of them are.
Well, and that's why I bring up the fact that the people who are fighting the takedown of the really, really bad guys, they're either duped because, yeah, when you're talking about two factions, this faction isn't amazing, but it's a heck of a lot better than these guys, right? And so when they see kind of the bad stuff going on here, and then they only focus at taking these guys down, they're doing the bidding of the evil ones. And they are either doing it because they're duped or they're being paid.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are being paid.
They're being paid well. Yeah, it's like, how can you have well-publicized financial problems and expand your business? And we see that with a few of these people. And I won't be more specific than that. But and they create a persona that makes us look unprofessional as a group. And that's as close as I'm going to get to identification. But here's how we've talked about this before, Sarah. One of the telling markers is this. These people are implanted into the alternative media to make the public lose hope. They tell you, like, if you have a range of how bad something could be from 1 to 10, they always choose 10, and they
That's
go the
right.
worst case scenario, and they never give you any solutions. And when I listen to your show, and if you listen to my show, I can't always come up with the best solutions, but I try. And so I'm well intentioned that I want the condition of our country to be better and people's lives to be better. So are you. And so are a lot of our friends, like Paul Preston, Doug Hagman. I mean, really good people who care about the country and care about people. What you see that's absent in infiltrators in the alternative media, it's to depress you, induce a psychological condition called learned helplessness, so you'll just give up.
That's right. And we saw that big time before the election because they wanted you not to vote. Now, there is an anarchist group who truly believe in not voting, but I think they're using that as a mechanism to try to get people not to vote. That was happening big time. And I realize that the voting is all screwed up, but that was a mechanism to get you on your side on the sideline. Period. They were using it. Now they're using it to fight the faction of the cabal that's taking down the really bad guys. And so it's just, to me, I've been in this for over a decade now. It's so clear watching these patterns.
You're absolutely right. The patterns are omnipresent, but there are spiritual forces. I want to throw AI into this equation too. I think the AI will go into two camps, and this is another thing I'd write into my war game scenario. The evil AI, the sentient, the merging of transhumanism, man melding with machine. So AI sentient robots are on the same side as transhumanists. And then they're against humanity, and they're against the improvement of, like, Make America Great Again movement. And I believe that transhumanism will see sentient robots come out that might be capable of destroying humanity. And for people who are Christian, listen to this. What does the Bible say in the book of Revelation? If Jesus didn't return for the second time, no flesh would be left alive.
Well, AI can become sentient if it merges with human. If it doesn't, then it can't, I don't think. That's my opinion based on my background. But if it merged and you did the transhumanist route, then it can get really creepy and
I don't
it's
know
a
if that's the
different
only
level.
way, but I agree with what you're saying that it can happen that way, because it's what's transhumanism defined as the melding of man and machine. I don't know if that's the only way, Sarah, it could happen. I don't know. I'm speaking out of ignorance. There could be an infinite number of ways it could happen. I don't know, but I think you've hit on the big one we can all agree on.
I just don't I think it's kind of like NPCs. Have you ever talked about NPCs, like not the that there's certain people that are soulless and they're really considered this is theory, okay? I don't know what is true or not, but the concept is there's a certain large percentage of people that we're in a matrix, we're in a simulation. That's the concept, okay? And that a certain percentage of people are really just a simulation. They don't have a soul, they don't dream, but they're sophisticated AI, but they don't have a soul. They're not, they don't dream. They're kind of blank stared because they're programmed. And that's an example of an AI that isn't, I mean, they're sentient, I guess, but they're not. They're programmed. And that's why when you tell them something that goes outside their program, they're just like blank stares and they don't get it. That's the concept. I don't know if it's true or not,
Well, no,
but
I,
conceptually, it makes a lot of sense.
Sarah, I thoroughly think this is true. In fact, I'm going to give you the first cousin to this. It's child sex trafficking victims. And what I have seen in people, and I didn't have extensive work as a therapist in this, but I had enough to see it. You would encounter someone that you knew that was repetitively abused and it was really bad. You would see a lack of empathy, almost a lack of the desire to self-defend, lack of ambition, to move one's life forward and recover from what you've been through. And what I described one time to a pastor, I said, it's almost like these ritualistic sexual acts separated people's consciousness from their soul. And they
Well,
became
they
soulless
broke,
beings. And
right?
they're broken. And you can almost see it in the blank stare of their eyes. And there's a
Yep.
body language component to it, like I just mentioned here with the eyes. And so, what do the elite of the evil empire like? They sponsor child sex trafficking that blocks the connection between consciousness and soul. And what are they
Interesting.
opposed to? What are they opposed to? the soul. In fact, my friend Vance Davis, who was in the NSA attached to NATO back in 1992, his indoctrination, they told him before they started him on a project, they said the good guys and bad guys fought out in the cosmos and the bad guys lost and were cast to Earth. And they wanted to capture the human soul to get back at the supreme creator. They wouldn't talk God and Jesus. They gave a secular version of Genesis 6 in his NSA training. But they couldn't figure out how to capture the soul, so they decided to morph the human being. Vance left the military and wrote a book called Unbroken Promises, and he put that in his book in 1988. It was 12 years before transhumanism appeared as a term, but that's exactly what he was describing in his book. They want our soul. So if you go back to the sex trafficking aspect, where you basically create soulless beings, that furthers that entity, that
Well,
goal.
and then it takes a lot of therapy to reemerge that because they're so broken. And that's the fractioning of the personalities
Well, if
and
it
things.
happens before the age of eight, you often end up with what we call, we call it, I'll just use the clinical, not the clinical term, I'll use the layman's term, multiple personality disorder. The clinical term is dissociative identity disorder. And multiple personality disorder, most frequent cause is repetitive sexual abuse. And you think you're making progress as a therapist, and you get out 20 years in therapy, and I'm not joking, it can be this long. And they went from maybe 65 personalities to three, and then they get to one, and then there's a trigger in their life which is negative, and then they go back and they reinvent more personalities. And the people in this condition, they'll invent personalities to handle situations that you and I have different moods for, but they create different personalities to handle what we do in different moods. And it's
That
extremely
makes
stubborn
sense.
to treat. And this is why they like the young children. They want to so impair them and damage them that if you do this before the age of eight, see, these kids engage in fantasy thinking. When kids are seven, they think those Hollywood trees actually talk and dance together and Santa Claus is real and all this. So they have fantasy thinking. And the way they escape the pain of the sexual abuse is to create a personality that it's happening to them, but not to me. And this is the beginning of how multiple personality develops. And this is why they want these really young children. They want to so damage them they can never come back.
Can you damage an older person and create multiple personalities, or is it
No,
pretty much just the younger ones?
it's usually before the age of eight, sometimes up to the age of 10. But after that age, then the fantasy aspect disappears. So you don't create personalities. You get things like post-traumatic stress disorder, and it
Okay.
can become so severe that now you get into hopelessness and suicide and so forth.
Okay, and that's what we're seeing more today with a lot of adults, with
The
everything that
suicide
we've been
rates are
going.
exploding in this country.
Yeah, with everything we're seeing, people
Yes.
are becoming, and then they're also, what we're seeing is the nerves, the anxiety, like they can't, that's PTSD to a lot of degree, isn't it?
Sure,
Where they
yeah.
just can't, yeah. And they need to
PTSD,
calm themselves down.
you're in constant fight or flight and you can't turn it off. You can't sleep at
Yeah.
night. You have nightmares. It manifests in different ways, but the person is basically on edge all the time. And my uncle from World War II had this. I remember when I was about 9 years old walking down the street with him in downtown Denver, and a motorcycle backfired and he dove under the car that was nearby.
Yeah, he was
That was
just
the
freaked out. So,
reaction he
what
gave.
is the best
Yeah.
way to deal with PTSD? Because I think that's an epidemic in our society right now, where they can't flight. It's they're always in this fight, or they're just freaking out. What's the
Big
best way to
pharma.
calm those nerves down?
Big pharma sucks because
Yeah, I know.
they want to just medicate it, and medication can control some of the external symptoms, like maybe it's help you sleep better, but there's side effects. You don't get REM
Yep.
sleep with these drugs they give you. So then you're restless during the day and you're not getting the restful sleep. But basically, you have to do what we call cognitive behavioral therapy, and so what they do is they pair regular life situations with the trauma they've been through. It's called classical conditioning, Pavlov's dogs model. And they have to unpair that relationship.
It's a painful process, isn't it?
And it's laborious. And unfortunately, today, insurance companies typically give therapists about 6 to 8 visits with a client. Now, they circumvent that by having the clients do homework and read things and do exercises on their own to try to lengthen the period of therapy. But basically, you get 6 to 8 visits, and the insurance companies don't want to pay for more. And so we have a lot of people that have had partial treatment but can't afford to continue to see a therapist because their insurance has run out.
And so that's why they medicate. And they self-medicate with
They
drugs.
medicate with alcohol and drugs very often, yes. They have a high suicide rate. And this also leads into ancillary personality disorders like borderline personality, paranoia. And these personality disorders come in a basket of clusters. You don't just have one, you usually have several. And PTSD can open the door to all these personality disorders where they have trouble just functioning in society now. And they can just go off on people. And that's the borderline personality
The
aspect.
anger explosion that we see a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a phrase for, there was a book written about borderline when it was first became a definitive disorder. And it was called Off to the Rages. And these people, you know, they have this anger because of what's happened to them. And they go from 0 to 60. Like you and I might get angry, but it takes us a little bit of time to build up to where we're really mad. These people go from 0 to 60 like that. And that's typical of borderline. And a lot of it stems from PTSD. When we're talking about the evil ones and what they're doing to the society and inducing mental illness, they know exactly what they're doing. If you go back to writings out of London in the 1920s, they talked about how to psyop a personality, make them dysfunctional, and to do it to an entire society. Sarah, we're almost out of time.
We are. This goes so fast.
Oh
This
my
was
gosh,
really
this was,
interesting.
yeah, I know. Well, when you get back from your trip, we're going to hit some other aspects that we haven't talked about yet, like with the food supply. And folks, I'm telling you, this is going to worry you. And if you're not stocking up on storable food, you will after you hear this show. But Sarah, tell people, and I'll do the same, tell people how they can follow you.
Go to sarahwestell.com and please like this show that you're watching right now because I need more likes. We need more likes because that's what helps with the algorithm. But follow me on my different platforms, sarahwestell.com. Sign up for the newsletter. That'll get on my Substack
Substack.
newsletter.
Yep.
And you will also, get all the updates on things. But follow me on these platforms, whether it's Rumble or X. And help grow because, or even the podcast, you too, the audio podcast. People, when you're in the car, tune us in on iHeart or Apple Podcast and listen to us and subscribe there as well. We need help to keep growing our subscription because we're competing now against mainstream media who's all being, they're getting shut down everywhere and they're flooding into this marketplace.
Can you believe how many people they're firing in mainstream media? It's shocking to me. And they're firing the worst of the worst.
And they're all making podcasts.
Yeah. You know
Newsom's
what?
making a
Hello, you
podcast.
hear those crickets chirping? That's their audience right there. Anyway, you can follow me on the commonsenseshow.com, and I have a newsletter and you should sign up for it. All you gotta do is put in your email. And you'll get a daily recitation of what we've done in the previous 24 hours. And people love it because it's
So
one-stop
great.
shopping. We're number two on Studio, which is a podcast service in the world. We're in the top 0.5% of
Wow, good for
podcasts
you.
across the board from Listen Notes. And you know that about my show. And
Yep.
I'm just telling you, we're reaching a level that shocks me. I'm not bragging, but I think we get guests like Sarah on that really have valuable things to tell us and to teach us. And I would encourage you to follow my podcast as well. And same name, thecommonsenseshow.com. Well, Sarah, I know you're going to be off to see family. Okay. And I'm so
Which I need to
impressed with the
do.
success level of your. It's kind of funny. Our kids have some things in common. And one of them is they're doing very well in life. And
I'm
this,
really proud,
yeah. And you know what? This is what I want to help bring to America. You know, I want to try to lift America's mental health, their level of hope, their spirituality. And I want people just to do better. Because when I leave this planet, I got to stand before Jesus and said, I tried. I did my best.
That's
And
right.
but I really appreciate you coming on. And we're going to talk about the food supply when you get back. Thanks so much for doing this
Thank
with
you,
me.
Dave. This is
Okay.
great.
Yeah, it is. Talk to you soon.